Uh-oh.
Everybody out there felt like they were being pulled over. By the way, Game of Games brought to you by our friend Jacob and Ronnie. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. That was an epic game. That was
that was awesome.
That was Game of Arabia. It went and it went and it went. Cappy, what's up?
I enjoyed that game very much. I love the scoring, high-scoring game. I'm more of a guy who likes a high-scoring game.
Right.
Less of a purist. I don't want to see a pitching battle,
and
1-0.
And a man with daughters. You would have done well in that game about princesses, right?
Yeah, I mean, I maybe not so well.
Let me try this one on you.
All right.
Let's see.
Because the game wasn't long enough.
We got to extend
Cinderella, it. Let's see. Cinderella's shoe size was said to be what size? 5.5, 7.5, or 4.5?
4.5.
7.5.
Five and a half.
It is 4.5.
Oh! Yeah!
See, Cap, you're natural.
You are. Hey, Shidano, what's going on, man?
Oh, that was Shidano? That was you,
me.
George?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm in Oregon. I'm doing the Ducks, ooh, Utah tomorrow. I text Michael earlier. Yeah. I understand why he loves to be the mayor.
Now,
here. You
said you were going around neighborhoods. Which neighborhoods were you running around? Do you know?
Well, I was in Lake Oswego
a
little bit.
That's my area.
Yeah, and then I was also in Beaverton. I went to the Nike headquarters.
All right, so George.
Yeah.
How much money did you spend in the Nike employee
store? Now,
be honest.
How much retail money or how much?
No, how much? What was the when they said to you, "Here's what you owe." Now, normally they used to cap it.
They still do.
750 or more?
No, they cap it at 3,000.
Okay.
No way.
So I'm going to make a prediction.
But that's before the discount.
Yeah, I'm going to make a prediction.
Yeah.
Everybody can guess what Sedano's spending there. Yeah. I'm going to say you spent $832.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Mace, what do you think?
I think he spent $1,100.
Okay. Michael,
how long were you in the store for?
Maybe a little less than an hour.
Oh, that's $1,600.
Okay. Jorge?
$800.
Okay. Greg?
$563.
Going low.
And Cappy?
$1,400.
Greg Bergman is the winner. $501 after the discount.
Oh, I was close.
Wow, yeah,
we're
very
discount.
Close.
I thought about the discount.
So how much of a discount do you get up there?
Yeah, 40%. It's unbelievable.
40%.
You get, in some cases, you get up to like 70%.
Do you get it
off
for the average person walking in the street, or it's an ESPN deal?
No, it's not even that. You have to know a Nike
you
employee has
to get
you.
You got to get somebody to put you on the list.
Right. Yeah. So I now have a person, thanks to Mark Spears, shout out to Mark Spears at ESPN, who connected me with one of the executives there, and he immediately texted me, and he was like, whatever you want, get in there. You just go do your thing.
All right, so one of the coolest things I've ever seen is if you have a Nike shoe deal, like Michael, you did briefly.
Yeah.
I went in there one time with Gary Payton, and he happened to have a shoe, and basically those guys just get fill up carts and don't have to pay.
So there were two
part of their deals.
Big black Escalades outside. I don't know who was here, but they were not in the store. They were in the actual headquarters somewhere. But they were definitely had
who's
car
your,
service.
Who's
waiting for them.
Who's is are the Blazers at home tonight?
Yes, they are.
So it's whoever, it's somebody on one of those teams that the Blazers are playing.
Yeah, by the way, that's a good game tomorrow night, too. Oregon and Utah's a good game. That's a 7:30 game, right?
It is. It's the late game. Yep.
Yeah.
I've got that one.
On the ordinary, if it wasn't SC-UCLA, I think that would be a good game. Utah and Oregon are both, stumbled.
Well, it's going to be high scoring.
It should have been a good game, but then Oregon fell last week to Washington. That screwed the whole thing up.
The winner of that game that I'm doing is probably, if USC wins, okay, the winner of the game I'm doing tomorrow, Utah Oregon, will probably play USC in the Pac-12 championship.
I feel like it's going to be a USC Utah rematch.
It's very possible.
Be a good game.
Yeah, be a good game.
Well, and USC didn't play Oregon this year, right?
No,
yeah,
did not.
No, they did not. Because Bo Nix, the starting quarterback for Oregon, Bo Nix could be hurt. He's hurt. He got hurt in that Washington game.
Ah,
well, that would make a difference.
Yeah.
Hey, do you guys agree with what the Dodgers did today with Cody Bellinger?
No. What did they do? I didn't hear. I'm sorry.
They non-tendered him.
They basically let him be a free agent. I think they're making a mistake. I would have kept him.
I said the same thing yesterday, that for a one-year, $19 million deal, you try and let him work out the offensive issues because he gives you so much defensively.
Cappy, it's been three effing years.
No, I realize that.
No, I'm with the Dodgers on this one. $18 million for that? No. I go test the market, and maybe you can come back. We'll see.
Yeah, that's true, too. We didn't mention that as a possibility. He could come back for less money.
which maybe they've already thought that through. I mean, both parties, like maybe he's like, look, I really haven't played very well, but I still want to stay with the Dodgers, so I'll take a little less. I mean, is that possible?
So here's our friend Bill Plunkett.
Yeah, it's possible.
Here's our friend Bill Plunkett on the Twitter machine. Dodgers have shaved over $100 million off last year's payroll with free agents like Trey Turner, Craig Kimbrell, Tyler Anderson, Andrew Heaney, declining Justin Turner's option, and non-tendering Cody Bellinger. Some of that will go to Clayton Kershaw and Justin Turner if he re-signs, but would seem to give Dodgers flexibility to be players at the top of the free agent market.
So make a run at Aaron Judge.
Right. So don't pay Cody Bellinger. Save that money and package it in one of those big deals with premier free agents.
And if that's the thought process, that's pretty smart, right? I mean, hey, look, we'll get back to you, but we're going to really put our eggs in this basket over here and hope that we get this guy. No guarantee, but I'd rather have the money available to go after and chase Judge than make a commitment to you right now.
Exactly.
I could buy that.
Did you guys ever shoplift?
Once when I was a kid. Yeah. I was like 7 years old, and my mother, who hit me with a broom in my face, as Ireland loves to talk
about. Yeah, I love that story.
I was...
What's that? That's got a name, too. Broom in the face. What do you call it?
A broom in the face.
Broom in the face?
No, isn't there a chunk?
No, chancla is a slipper.
That's a shoe. Okay,
yeah,
got it.
Yeah. No, chunkla. But a broom in Spanish is called la escoba.
Okay.
La escoba, tu la cara.
Your mother swept you.
Yes, right. So we were at the grocery store, and in this grocery store, they had like board games.
Mm-hmm.
And I had I had the same board game, but I didn't have some of the cards for the game. And I went and opened the box, and I took the cards. And when we got in the car, mm-hmm. she saw me grabbing the cards. She's like, where'd you get those from? I said, oh, I grabbed it from the thing inside, like from the board game in there, because I'm missing these. And she smacked my hand, grabbed the damn cards, grabbed me by the other hand, and walked me in and made me tell the manager of the store that I took them. And
yeah,
I got the
exact same treatment.
So for me, my brother was a serial shoplifter, Brian Mashonsky.
You ever get caught?
Shout out. Never did.
Wow.
And he would take candy bars. And so I figured
it
out.
Too.
I figured out that he was getting candy bars. And I said to Brian, I said, I'm going to tell. Unless you steal two candy bars every time.
Yeah.
And so I started getting a candy bar every time my brother did, which was my scam.
I'm going to
tell were three really powerful words when you're a kid. I'm going to tell.
That could also get you whacked, too, in the mafia.
It could, absolutely.
I can tell you guys, I can only remember stealing one thing one time, and that was a Reggie bar. I was a kid growing up in New York, and my mother, I was like, Mom, I want this Reggie bar, because we're like at the end of the grocery shopping line, and there's all the candy bars there. I'm like, Ma, I really want this Reggie bar. She's like, no, you're not getting that. I'm like, Ma, come on, I want the Reggie bar. And while Mom wasn't looking, I put it in my pocket and walked out with it. And I took that Reggie bar and stole it.
Did you grow up in New York, New York?
Upstate New York.
Yeah. Where they're getting hammered by snow. Have you seen the pictures of the snow from upstate New York?
Yeah.
It's just outrageous.
Not that upstate. Not Buffalo upstate.
Not Buffalo. Buffalo's got that lake effect snow. The storm comes in over Lake Erie and just blows the town away. Apparently, this is like one of the worst blizzards they've ever had.
And they're building a new stadium, but it's not like a closed roof stadium.
Right.
It's still open air.
They're not doing a closed roof stadium?
Still open air, yeah. There should be at least a sliding roof.
Did you see the pictures at the stadium now? Had the height of the snow on the field?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah, they had to move that. Why Detroit, though? I mean, why Detroit?
It's pretty close.
It's also available.
Yeah, it's available. And it's indoors, too, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. Hello, Detroit.
Yeah. I mean, easy for Cleveland. I mean, it's like 2 hours from Cleveland.
But Cleveland gets lake effect snow, too. I'm being a meteorologist here.
Well, John Ireland said earlier that you have to be cute.
You have to be cute to be a meteorologist.
You can't work in this market. Work in Toledo.
Some of the old school meteorologists are still around, right? Like Johnny Mountain and Dallas Rains. And
I think Dallas Rains is.
Joey Snow? What about Joey Snow?
I think Joey Snow is someone you just made up.
Joey Snow used to be on Channel 7. He did the weekend.
Absolutely
weather.
Not.
Joey Snow.
Absolutely not. There's. I'll bet you any amount of mythical money there was never a Joey Snow.
I thought I could slide it in there.
why not Summer Rain?
Summer Rain is a good name.
Well, the funny thing was, Mason tried to make the argument once that Dallas Rains' real name is Dallas Rains.
Yeah.
And somebody wrote in, and he's got like the most. It, That's not his real name.
No.
And his real name is some name that you would never use if you were going to be on TV.
So here's the thing about Dallas Raines, and I'm working extemporaneously here, but I believe he was a backup quarterback at Florida State.
He played at Florida State. I don't know if he was. Was he a quarterback? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was a backup quarterback at Florida State. But he played under the name Dallas Raines, or did he play under his real name?
His real name is Kevin Feinstein.
Nice. There you go. Nice. There you go. There
you go. You know, he would not have the career that he has now if he was going by Kevin Feinstein.
Well, I guess it would be Feinstein.
Dallas Raines. Feinstein? Is that what
Einstein,
it is?
Feinstein. Yeah. Depends on how
much
you really want to go.
It's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you guys go on today?
I don't know. Stupidity. It's a Friday. We only have a 90, you know, we have a short show.
Oh, you have a short show. Lakers coming up. Yeah. Somebody's going to get to their fourth win tonight. Somehow.
That is true.
I have said that if the Lakers lose, I think this would be a really embarrassing loss. It would be a really embarrassing loss to lose to a bad team. They're 3-13. They don't have Cade Cunningham.
Yeah. Jalen Duren, baby, and Jaden Ivey.
Yeah.
But they'll be good in like 3 years.
You gotta if you want to climb back into credibility, you've got to beat the bad teams. This is one of the bad teams.
This is where I will agree with Ireland. I'm sure this is the stretch. Okay, you got San Antonio three times in like four games. You got Detroit in there. Who else do you got in there? Oh, there's a Phoenix game in there. But all those other games, you got to beat San Antonio and Detroit all four times that you play those two teams.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out. I've predicted a perfect weekend. Lakers tonight.
Perfect?
USC. Tomorrow, Rams in New Orleans Sunday, and Lakers Sunday night.
So, Mace, what happens if UCLA wins? What will happen to you?
I will be devastated.
No, you won't.
I will. I'll be devastated. Because I'm going to the game. I'm going with US. Well, I don't know what Slee was. Slee was going to the game. Lindsay, who are you rooting for tomorrow? Lindsay's going with
I'm
going
to root for USC because I want to see them in the college football playoff against Ohio State.
That's the reason. Any dream of the college football playoff crashes if UCLA pulls the upset.
So, Mace, would you go to the college football playoff if they play?
I have tickets to the championship game.
And my uncles will buy them for a lot of money.
Yeah. Ooh, there you go. Would you go to the semifinal? Because there's a chance they don't make it to the championship game.
I probably would not. I think it's like the Peach Bowl in Georgia.
It could be Glendale. Glendale's one of the spots.
Oh, it's Atlanta and Glendale. I would think about going to Glendale.
On New Year's Eve?
Oh, no, not on New Year's Eve. I'm not going.
What are you doing on New Year's Eve anyway?
I stay home and I watch Andy Cohen get drunk.
I do too. I mean, the same thing.
Oh, wait, did you know that they're not allowed to drink on CNN anymore?
Except for Andy Cohen.
Wait, what?
Yeah. He's not a CNN employee.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
Andy says he's going to be the only drunk guy.
And well, that's not as fun.
He uttered one of the great lines of 2022, which was, "It's not Journey without Steve Perry."
Facts. Facts.
So Anderson, the best part was Anderson, who's super, like, you know, serious news guy, was getting drunk with him.
Exactly.
That was the best part.
Yeah, now only Andy gets drunk. All right, speaking of that, I think we'll all probably do a little bit of that, a little imbibing tonight. When I say all of us, I don't mean John and Michael, but the rest of us will. And
they should if it gets better.
I will be driving home listening to my friends Shadano and Cappy with lots of stupidity. Have a great weekend. Go Trojans. We will see you back here Monday, 1 o'clock, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Ba da ba. Be ba da boo. Doo da da da. Be ba da ba. Beedy beep bum.
Boo ba da ba. Dee ba da boo.
Dude, it's a beautiful day in Portland. It's like sunny. It's like high 40s. It's going to be like 30s, though, like a mother bleeper real quick around here, though.
Don't think that I don't have something that I immediately want to talk to you about, because there was a lot of meat left on the bone during Super Crosstalk.
Okay, go ahead. What do you want to talk about?
So I've never been to Portland, Oregon. I don't think I've ever been in the state of Oregon.
Okay.
But it's when I go, I remember seeing the pictures that you sent out this summer when you were vacationing in Oregon.
Yeah.
But when I go, I'm going to talk to my Nike guy, and I'm going where you went. I want to hear more about what you were talking about, because 9.9 out of 10 people who are listening right now have never done what you did today, and I want more information.
Laura, what did you just call him?
Eres un celoso.
Celoso.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what celoso means?
Let me, hold on, I'm going to Google that. Hold on, I got to go to Google, Spanish to English. Hold
translate,
on a second.
Translate, please.
Yes, I need to translate.
Hey, Siri,
that.
Translate celoso in English.
Celoso.
Why don't you ask Siri? Ask Siri to do that, actually.
My Siri doesn't talk to me.
What do you mean she doesn't talk
to
you?
She literally just did it on my phone when I did that. It's funny.
How do I spell celoso?
It's celoso.
Say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it two words or one?
Celoso. No, one word.
Celoso. Okay, stand by.
Yeah.
Celoso.
How many people are yelling at their radios right now? Like, come on, you dummies. This is what it means.
Hold on.
Right. There's probably plenty, actually.
I need more time.
Half the town speaks Spanish. So.
Right. Discord or... you know, the circle of trust is probably like, come on, Cappy, just look there. We got you.
All right. Well, whatever. I give up.
She means you're jealous that I got a hookup that you didn't get.
Oh, no, not jealous. Just that I've never been.
Right.
And so I want to go if and when I ever get to, you say it's in Portland, Oregon?
It's in Beaverton, which is just outside of Portland, but yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, listen. I mean, I'd love to go. I've just never been.
Yeah.
And so the shoes that you were showing us a couple weeks ago. No, they were not there.
They were not there.
You knew exactly where I was going.
Yeah, those shoes that I wanted are not there.
Did it occur to you?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering.
Mm-hmm.
Did it occur to you to go into the Sedano and Cap text chain and say, like, hey, I'm in the Nike store. Anybody want anything? Because I get like a 40% discount.
I was actually on the phone with Lindsay talking about the show, and I did ask her, and then she mentioned she wanted something, and then the problem was when I walked in there, here's the thing, and I asked one of the employees, I'm like, I've noticed there's a lot of stuff that, like, you have it, but not in, like for example, like, for, like, a shirt, right? Let's say there was a lot of, like, extra large or, like, 2X and, like, a lot of extra small, right? And they said, dude, by Friday, the stuff in this store gets already, you know, taken, basically. Like, people come in early during the week, they load up on stuff. By the time Friday rolls around, it's pretty tough to get anything. Now, there were some shoes that I liked, so I grabbed a couple shoes. As a matter of fact, I text my wife. I sent her pictures of a bunch of, like, activewear, and
course.
I said, you know, there's, like, a bunch of mannequins, right? And I sent her the pictures. I'm like, tell me what you want. So she asked me for, like, two or three different pairs of, like, leggings, and if they didn't have her size. Everything was either extra small or extra large or double X. And I'm like, damn. And so I found one pair of leggings, not the one she wanted, but I'm like, I got one in your size. She's like, just take it. So it wasn't really advantageous. They say you have to come here earlier in the week on a given week.
Well, it sounds cool. I've never been. I've never been to the Nike headquarters. I've never been into the Nike team store where, you know, all of their athletes can kind of walk in and load up and take what they want.
Yeah.
And you say you got a really nice big fat discount. So if I ever get to Beaverton, Oregon, I'm pulling in.
Yeah, but you have to have a pass, is what I told you.
Mm-hmm. You can't just roll in.
You can't just roll in.
It's like our property control.
And,
like,
and you can't hey-king it. Because here's the thing. Originally, you have to hey-king it to somebody who actually is connected to Nike.
Right, I need to have a king, a Nike king.
Right, so I originally, somebody in Bristol was supposed to hook me up with the day pass. So I arrived thinking I have the day pass, and when I gave them ID, they're like, no, it's not here. They're like, what company? I'm like, ESPN. They're like, oh, no, it's not. I said, they're like, you know, just email your person or whatever. So I emailed the person in Bristol. They're not getting back to me. I'm sitting in the car, and I'm like, you know who knows everybody? Mark Spears. Mark Spears of Anscape and ESPN NBA coverage knows everybody. So I hit him up, and he's like, give me 15 minutes. I got you.
Nice.
And he, his guy texts me within, like, 5 minutes. Nice. And he's like, hey, this is Roy. Apologies for whatever mix-up there is. You're good to go now. Also, send me your email so I can send you the pass via email as well. But they should have you at the desk. I'm like, I ran off to grab a bite to eat, but I really appreciate it. I'm very grateful. Thank you so much. I'll come right back as soon as I grab something to eat real quick. He's like, no problem. So then when I got the email, I saw his name and I Googled it. And I'm like, oh, okay, he's definitely somebody.
This is a real guy.
Yeah, yeah. And then I called my friend who also used to work at Nike, and she told me, yeah, yeah, he's at the top, near the top of the food chain.
Really? So I'm a real player, this guy.
I'm like, Mark Spears, like I thought, knew somebody that you needed to know.
Right. So. Well, I'm telling you right now, sounds great. I mean, when you were talking about this earlier, I'm like, give me more, man. Now, by the way, I want you to know something, and I want Laura to know this as well. It's very important.
Yeah.
I now have set up on my computer in front of me, and will have it set up every single day going forward on this show, my Spanish to English translator on Google. Okay. So when you say something, and then I enter in the text on the Spanish side, I'm going to bring it out on the English side. Or maybe I should do it the reverse way. I should say it. No, I don't know. English to Spanish, Spanish to English.
Estoy muy orgullosa de ti, Scott.
Don't say that to me.
That's
Laura.
Too much.
That's,
rude. Yeah,
that's
too
really
much.
Rude.
He can't handle
don't
all that.
Don't be like that. Don't be like that, girl.
Can't handle
I just
that.
Said I'm proud of you, Scott.
Don't be like that.
So, what
Cappy. Oh,
yeah.
I want to talk about this. Did you watch any of the LeBron stuff yesterday on Amazon?
Okay, I'm going to be honest with everybody. My answer is no.
But you saw the video clips. Yeah.
Of course. I mean, everybody sees this stuff on social media. I'm sorry, everybody, but I'm proud of myself for being able to figure out how to get the game on Amazon, on my phone, on my TV, on my computer. I'm proud of myself.
Yeah.
I couldn't figure out where LeBron was. Is it a halftime thing? Is it a full game thing? I never saw it.
No, it's a full game thing.
Never saw it. No. Amazon, look, listen to me. For dummies like me or older dudes, we need this to be front and center. I never really saw it in front of me.
Yeah. Yeah, I found it, but it took a minute. But you're
really?
Right.
Okay,
yeah, it took
good.
A minute. It
oh,
took
okay,
a minute.
Good. It wasn't just me then.
No, it is you, but it could take a second.
Just wasn't front and center, man.
But LeBron made some comments yesterday that made me howl with laughter. Howl with laughter. Like, guttural laugh when I saw it. Now, I didn't see him do this live. I saw the clip afterwards, and I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. Because this is one of those things where someone in the circle of trust on Twitter said to me, Sedano, is this a morsel? And I responded, that's not a morsel. That's the whole plate of food. What are you talking about here? So if you want to know what he said, we will get to that in the next segment. You ready for that, Cappy?
I am very ready for it. And if anybody missed it, I mean, I think everybody needs to hear this. It's quite important.
Yeah. Come on, Cappy's like up your alley, I feel
I know
like.
It is. And you know, Joan Jett, when she really started to get famous, she reminded me, remember on Happy Days? Remember the rocker chick?
Yeah.
Her name was like Pinky Tuscadero.
Tuscadero, yeah, yeah.
That's who Joan Jett reminded me of.
Yeah.
Had a poster of her up in my wall. I'm about 12, 13 years old.
Rock and roll. So come take your time and dance with me. He smiled, so I gotta get up, and I asked his name. It don't matter, is what he said.
You're doing what I do. You're making up words now. Very good.
Sounds like this isn't my time. I don't know.
You're rocking it pretty hard. I got to tell you that right now.
Yeah. So let's get back to rocking what LeBron said, which was just, again, I howled with laughter.
God,
I
love
this.
LeBron when he does stuff like this.
Oh, my
this
God.
So cool.
I wish he would have done this earlier in the week. I wish this thing would have aired earlier in the week. We would have had something to talk about.
But let me tell you something. Before we play it, this is the difference between LeBron and Kevin Durant. You know, like Durant yesterday when we were talking about him calling out his teammates.
Yeah, he just said the thing. Right, he said the thing out loud.
He just calls dudes out, you know? LeBron has to make it a little so you're trying to decipher what he's saying.
Less conspicuous. No, he's passive aggressive. He's the king at it. I mean, this is exactly what... He knew exactly what he was doing.
Of course he did. Of course.
It's the best. It's why he's the best. It's why I love him as a content machine.
I almost feel like it was written.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, you know he planned this. You know he planned on saying this.
I'm sure these are all his guys, Maverick and Paul Rivera. They've probably had these conversations a million times, like watching football in real life.
Like he's probably like, hey, make sure you ask me about Aaron Rodgers. I got a good one.
Yeah, right. IRL in real life. So play the audio. So Aaron Rodgers is struggling out there, obviously, as we've seen this year. Now he has this one kid who can catch the ball, this Christian Watson from North Dakota State, and Alan Lazard, who's pretty good still, I guess, too. But clearly it's just too little too late for them, and they have no chemistry with any of the receivers.
Well, after last night, it's too little too late. Man, they were terrible. You're losing at home like that.
Yeah. So LeBron is doing like his Manning cast on Amazon. It's basically what they're doing. The guys from the shop, him.
What do you mean basically? It's exactly what they're doing.
Him, Maverick Carter. Well, Stephen A's doing one for NBA too.
Well, everybody's doing it
and
now.
And K-Rod. Michael K and Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's doing it. It was such a huge hit with the Manning.
By the way.
Like, great, let's do it.
I did this years ago with Brian Windhorst and Amino Hassan and Tom Haberstroh and Pablo Torre. We used to call it the sidecast. This was, I'm not even joking. This was probably like 2016 or 17. And it was like, at that time, it was like, oh, we can't do it. We want people to focus on the game. We did it one time, I think, or two times. And now it's like, it's in vogue. Everybody does it. So,
well, the weirdest thing is, you know how many people are on YouTube watching football games and have people watching them
reacting,
watching football games?
Right, yeah.
I mean, it's become a thing now.
We did this thing like 5 or 6 years ago. It's hilarious to me that now this thing has taken off. And back then, ESPN didn't want to keep letting us do it while we were watching basketball back in the day. But because I think even Rachel did it one time with us, like, and maybe even Beetle too. So yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
What was Rachel doing with you guys?
Not your Rachel. Rachel Nichols.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When you say
Rachel
Beetle,
back in the day.
I only think of one Rachel. Really.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's all you can think in your mind,
yeah,
for sure.
Right.
So LeBron was watching Aaron Rodgers, and he was talking about just kind of the lack of weapons he has. So here's the audio.
Aaron Rodgers' prime years, like, are they really, like, what are they doing? Like, move
say,
on.
I would say. I would feel like it's a discredit when you got a transcendent franchise player like Aaron Rodgers, quarterback. Obviously, we know the quarterback position in the NFL, you know, besides if you had like a monster defensive end, you know what I'm saying, or a D-tackle like, obviously, Aaron Donald. That's the most important position in the NFL. So why wouldn't you surround that when you got the picks to maximize what he can do?
Are we still talking football or are we talking basketball?
Football.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure you wasn't talking
about it. I mean, it definitely translates.
So Jerry,
I didn't want to talk about me.
He didn't draft nobody, though.
He's true, but that was hilarious.
Yeah, but what was the line in there? Of all the things that LeBron just said, what's the line in
the
there
picks
that you pick out?
The thing about the picks. Yeah.
You got it exactly right. Good ears, George Sedano. Yeah. You've been using Q-tips lately?
Every day, actually.
I mean, yeah, me too. I mean, I got good, clean ears, you know? And I heard that loud and clear. LeBron says, when you have a transcendent player like this and you have the picks,
right,
why would you not use them to surround him with better talent? I mean, LeBron, that was beautiful. I mean, even I got to admit, that was really, really well done.
Yeah,
now,
chef's kiss. Mwah.
Do you think that Jeannie and Rob were sitting there watching the LeBron cast?
No.
Manning cast?
No, but they've seen the clips for sure now.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah.
And it's not like they can call Maverick and go, hey, man, what the hell, dude? Can you get him to, like, chill? Because Maverick's like, what? That was great. We loved it. And we said exactly what we wanted to say. You know what we want.
Yeah. Well, and the call probably doesn't go to Maverick. It probably goes to Rich Paul. But even Rich is like, hey, you know, they're going to say what they want to say. You know?
Well, not only are they going to say what they want to say, they're saying what they mean, which is, hey,
trade
guys.
Them picks.
Right. We have a transcendent talent right now. That's me. I'm LeBron. Yeah. I'm a transcendent talent. You have picks. If you use those picks to surround me with other players that can help me, guess what? We can do it. The Packers are not doing that. It's a discredit to Aaron Rodgers, which, by the way, you guys, Jeannie and Rob, it's a discredit to what you're doing to me because you're not using the picks to help me now get better. Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, I feel so good right now. Oh, God, that felt so good, George.
It is. Yeah, but you see why I love LeBron.
Well, it was a thing of art. I mean, it was a thing of beauty.
Yeah.
It's great.
And by the way, you know what's going to happen next?
Tell me.
Tonight, after the game, McMiniman or somebody like that is going to ask, you know, Jovan Buha or someone like that is going to ask LeBron about that clip. And he's just going to be like, hey, man, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm watching a football game and I'm just giving my opinion.
Well, LeBron, were you talking about the Packers, which is what you were watching, or were you very consciously talking about the similarities between your analysis last night and the team that you actually played
for. Well, I think that that stuff can translate, but again, I'm watching a football game.
He did say that. He said that can definitely translate.
Right. I said it already. That stuff can translate. So, I mean, I'm watching the game. We're doing this show, and
LeBron,
I'm giving my opinion. That's my...
Follow up over here.
Yeah, okay. One more, and then we got to go.
If your opinion is that the Packers should use their picks to help that transcendent player get better, do you think the Lakers should use their picks to help you, considered a transcendent player, get better now? Yes or no?
I think that we should do whatever it takes to make our team better. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. See you later. I'm out.
Mm. Later, dude. Like that hat. Really do. I like that leather strap.
Were you jealous that he gave Mike Trudell a happy? Were you celoso that he gave Mike Trudell a happy birthday shout out last week, and also told him that he was giving him some of his tequila?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, it was a great clip. It went viral as well.
Didn't see it.
Yeah, last week.
Now, why would I be Mike celoso? Trudell.
I don't know, because I feel like I feel like you want to be in this LeBron orbit.
Not really. I like being on the outside of the orbit and being able to say what I really want to say.
Except
like
you want him on the show, though, all the time.
Well, I'd love to have him on the show. I think it'd be lovely. I think it'd be a nice visit. I think it'd be wonderful, don't you?
Sure.
Do you think it'd be nice for LeBron to stop by the show?
Yeah.
I mean, don't you think the Circle of Trust, great supporters, you know, maybe just say hello, what's going on, how you guys doing, what's going on, dog, how you living, what's crack-a-lacking?
Yeah, I don't know if any of that stuff would be stuff that he would say to us.
Well, I don't know why not.
Yeah.
Yeah, he talked to us just like he's talking to his boys that are sitting there on the the chairs.
Absolutely not.
I'd like to sit on one of those chairs. They look very comfortable.
They did look comfortable. There's no question about that. Hey,
you get a haircut.
Sliwa's going to join us in a couple minutes. You think Sliwa's going to fire away on this? What do you think? He's going to be.
Well,
it's our new segment. Every time Sliwa comes on, it's called Sliwa on the Spot.
Right. Let's put him on the spot.
Yeah.
Come on, Sli. Get ready.
Yeah.
Get fired up.
Yeah. So I am curious to see how Sliwa reacts to this. Do you think I wouldn't even play LeBron tonight? Would you?
Why? I mean, listen. You should. I don't care if you're 3-10 or you're 0-13. You should be able to beat the Pistons tonight when you have two players, Anthony Davis and Russ. You should be able to do that.
Right, and they don't have their best player in Cade Cunningham.
Didn't they just play last night and lose to the Clippers?
Yeah, and they don't have their best player.
Right. So they're back-to-back. They don't have their best guy. Anthony Davis is coming off a 37-point performance and about 4 days of rest.
Right.
Now, if you can't win this game without LeBron to give him a little more time so that he doesn't come back and then get hurt again and have to miss more time, let him get 100%.
Right.
The groin, George, I don't know if you're familiar with this or not.
I am familiar. I have one.
Okay.
I have two, actually. I want you inside. Yeah.
The groin is a very, very delicate part of the male anatomy.
Familiar with it, yes.
Probably of the female anatomy as well, but I can't speak to that necessarily.
Right.
But I'm just telling you right now, it's a very tender area.
It is tender. We understand that.
And it can be extremely painful. Even the slightest little muscle pull of the groin.
Yeah. All you have to do is graze it. Graze the muscle.
Hurts very badly.
Yes. Grazing of the muscle is not even good.
You could cough wrong, and all of a sudden you're like, ooh, I just did 2 weeks worth of damage.
Mm-hmm.
So if it were me, this is just me speaking here.
Scott Kaplan, the trainer.
Correct.
Yeah.
I would sit LeBron until he's fully 100% healthy, because I don't need him at 98% and then going down to 75%.
Yeah, until he's like 100, like the emoji?
Like 100, like the red 100.
Right.
Yep, okay. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
All right, well, we're going to put Sli on the spot. That's going to come up next. Oh, some LL. We've had a lot of LL recently, I feel like. Have we not?
Yeah, I think recently was LL's birthday.
Is that what it was?
Wasn't something like that? Or was it another album release?
No, I feel like it was his birthday pretty recently.
This is like old school, man.
Really old. What year do you think this is? Well, he said
87,
it.
Right? Is that what Chris said?
I wasn't born yet.
Aww.
I know.
Little Laura.
Also, I was wrong. His birthday's January, so you're right.
There was another, it might have been like some other.
It was like a number one hit.
Was it like,
something?
I need love?
And this
maybe
was 85,
was.
Right? Wasn't this 85?
Was it 85? Is that what Chris said? I don't know.
That's what Lindsay has on the sheet.
Oh, that
whatever
is
the sheet says is accurate. The gospel.
Yeah.
Right. The gospel is right.
Yeah. All right. It's time to put Slee on the spot. Every Laker game day, 4:45. Adjacent. It's 4:47 at the moment. Well, you know, we got to talk about LL Cool J. Slee, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. What's going on, guys?
Wow, you sound loud and clear.
Yeah, yeah, right clear. Here nice. In the studio, too.
Wait, but he's not in the studio. He's, like, behind us in the production studio.
Oh, okay.
It's really freaking Lindsay out.
I was just like, weird. I was like,
how come you're back there, Slee?
Lindsay, I'm going to turn around, too, so that we're back to back.
Okay,
so
there you go.
Why don't you go in the studio, Slee?
This is kind of the... Since COVID, this was the pregame, postgame. I used to have everything because I'm doing everything by myself, so I just do everything from here for Lakers.
Yeah, that's fine.
One man show, huh, Slee?
Slee, go where you want to go. Okay.
Yeah, I'm behind Lindsay. I get it. I turned around the other way, and it's better this way now.
Yeah,
doing it all by yourself though, a one man operation, Alan Sliwa.
Yeah.
That's thanks, the way Slee.
He rolls.
It's impressive, Slee.
That's not what I meant, Laura. That's not what I meant.
They feel so left out, Slee.
That's not what I meant.
Doing everything by myself
you're
is
like
what you
shading
said.
Us.
Right, no, Cappy? No, no. That's exactly what he said.
I'm doing everything by myself here. There's nobody here.
Post-game, you sit by yourself. You know what I mean? It's like a quiet, just talk to yourself and Laker fans.
He does not like to be bothered, so he likes that studio. It's like, don't look at me, guy.
In a couple tough years here.
Are you going to be that guy, Slee, when you're like old and gray, going to be like, don't even look at me, producers. Just let me do my thing.
Not at all, man.
Is that how Cappy was back in the day in San Diego? Don't even look at me.
No, him and BR were actually kind of very easy. Walk in studio, have any chat with them, just no issues there.
Right, and then everything went on air, though.
Oh, everything. Yeah, definitely everything went
for
on
sure.
Air.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like to do all my business on the air.
Yeah. All right, Slee. So have you heard, I'm sure you've heard the LeBron-Aaron Rodgers thing, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so the Slee on the spot, what did you make of that?
I think it's tough to think that he's not... making anytime Bron does, I think everything's calculated. I think LeBron James understands the position that the Lakers are in. I think making the comp of, hey, if it's Aaron Rodgers, you do. I find it very difficult to believe that he's not in any shape, way, or form referencing himself. Here's the problem with the Lakers. Problem is, if you're looking for outside help, you can't be 3-10 and think that outside help is going to take you to a place that you want to go, which is go compete in the Western Conference. So I have a difficult time thinking that there's something out there waiting for the Lakers that's going to change things. I wish LeBron James and Anthony Davis and whoever else is on this roster didn't dig themselves such a hole. So you can make a case to the front office, hey, we're those two guys away from really competing in the Western Conference.
See,
I don't know if there's anything out there right now.
I believe, and Cappy, I'm curious to see what you think. I believe that he's not necessarily – I mean, it could be about now too, but I think this is about this offseason personally.
Well, if it is about this offseason, then you know what everybody should do? Chill the you-know-what out. I mean, I've been saying it all along. If you don't make a move and you play this thing out and you don't even make it to the playoffs, but you clear out Russ's salary, and then you can go make moves because you got more money and you still have those picks, load up for LeBron's final 2 years, let's just understand that this is going to be a transition season of sorts.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know if anyone wants that.
Mm. They might not have it. They might not have a choice.
Right. But Slee, if you're right, Slee, mm-hmm. which is the two picks that the Lakers have that LeBron was talking about last night, mm-hmm. if those two picks can't turn this roster into a championship team, why blow them now?
Well, on top of it, I'm just going to go back to this. They're 3-10 with LeBron and AD playing almost all the games. I know Bron's missed a couple games now, but even it's not like, okay, hey, Bron missed the first 8 games or something along those lines. They've been there. So that's the bigger issue. The bigger issue is when those two players are there, Anthony Davis in his last game finally had one of those stat lines, that 37-18 against Brooklyn. But you may very well get the AD that we've seen a lot of these last couple years, which is 23-9 tonight. And did you really feel his impact? So I just bring that up because if you started the season out and you have 8 or 9 wins already and you're saying, guys, quit screwing around here. I know those picks are important down the road, but we got a legitimate chance if you go get the right pieces to potentially go win a championship or compete for one. This team just hasn't given you that feeling yet. They obviously have one of the worst records in the NBA. So I'm okay with the front office saying, let's pump the brakes here for a second. Let's see what we have before we start deciding to ship out potential lottery picks in 5 or 7 years.
Is Dennis Schroeder expected back tonight, Slee? Is that happening?
Yeah, him and Thomas Bryant. So okay, both of them will be back.
All right, I'm going to throw this back to both of you guys then, all right? these guys help at all? I mean, do they make them any better at all?
I think they could play a role. I get worried when people say, "Well, we're waiting for those two guys to come back." And it's like, well, I don't think there was ever a game plan where you thought they're going to have that significant of a role. But can Dennis Schroeder help out? Yeah, he can. He could be a pest on defense. He could be a guy that creates for himself, creates from others off the bench. Thomas Bryant could potentially play that five role if AD really doesn't want to play that five role. But were you waiting for your second or third best player coming back? That's not what those, you know, that's not what those guys are.
All right. Well, you didn't exactly give me that much hope there.
Here's the funny thing. I want that hope to be, I think the players, LeBron, Anthony Davis, and Russ, I know Russ is coming off the bench, that's supposed to be enough to go get you some W's. And I'm not saying that the role players are not important because, I mean, George, when you work all these games and you're doing the sideline work for ESPN, a lot of those teams have depth. They have players that – so I'm not questioning that depth is not important. I'm just saying that your star players also are so important and so key, and it just – it kills me to
that. Your depth is where they're supposed to help you is in the regular season. Your stars, yeah, I mean, your stars are going to carry you in most games. But what I'm saying is, like, I'll give you an example. This is why depth matters, okay? So I was in Phoenix to do the Warriors-Suns the other night. And Chris Paul's been out. He's missed four games. Cam Johnson is out for a long stretch of time now because of an injury that he's got.
They still put up 130-plus.
They put up 130 points, and Cam Payne has scored 28 of them, for God's sake, as the backup point guard who started for Chris Paul. So that's why depth does matter to an extent. And it's probably why, in retrospect, the AD and LeBron, again, this is me just speculating, look around and say, if we can't get another star, we probably would be better off if we just had that $47 million to kind of spread around, you know?
And if you guys are watching each one of these games as well, if you thought, and I'm not telling you that the roster would not be improved. I think Miles Turner and Buddy Hield, just use those two guys.
But not a championship roster.
That's exactly my point, is that let's just use those guys as examples. They would definitely improve the Lakers. But would you be walking around saying, "Oh my gosh, like they're back"? This is one of the top teams in the West.
If the Lakers had those two guys to begin the season, let's say, I would say, yeah, they're like a six seed. You know what I mean? Like that's kind of, I'd be like six or seven. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that was the hope of, at best, without making a deal, can you be around that mark? And obviously, the way they started the season, that's not the case.
Yeah, but this all goes back to the beginning, which was LeBron last night. I don't have any idea how many people saw it when it happened, because I know George and I both said we saw it on social media. Millions and millions and millions of people now have seen LeBron take his shot at the Lakers.
Yeah, and Cap, I get it. I mean, I kind of sit back here. I understand LeBron wants to win today, and that's what makes LeBron so great. He doesn't want to waste. The guy's in his 20th freaking season. He doesn't want to waste 15 more minutes of his NBA career where he doesn't have a chance to compete. I just don't know if there's something out there right now that's going to all of a sudden change the Lakers. And even Bron, you know, I'm curious. I heard you guys saying that if he's 99.9%, don't play him against the Pistons. Make sure he's 100% before you obviously bring him back. I'm curious what they do tonight, because if he didn't play, part of me might say to myself, man, he had already 8 days that he could rest. It almost concerns me more if he doesn't, because he had some rest. But
well,
I get the precaution as well of just waiting.
I think of it this way. Now, and he said it wasn't as bad as the one he had the first year.
Mm-hmm. That's what he said day one, right away.
But I think that a groin injury, to Cap's point, very delicate area.
Tendersly. Yeah.
So, you know, I would say give it 2 weeks. Like, you have the Spurs three times in the next couple of days, for God's sake.
And if you can't beat these teams with what you have with two big superstars,
then just sit them the rest of the year at that point.
Yeah, then what are we doing here?
Yeah, this is their stretch for the next five games against all teams below 500. So, and by the way, they might be looking at that as the stretch to say, let's get as close to 500 as possible.
Yeah.
And they might have to be doing that with Bron. When you're 3-10, unfortunately, it's tough to say they have the benefit of the doubt on anything.
Slee, were you freaking out when all the people were posting Rob Pelinka pictures at LAX in front of an Indianapolis sign there at the gate, or no?
I wasn't freaking out, but I did find it, I think like everybody else, he just found it interesting. All right, let's see what happens. My only issue with the whole thing is, don't you feel like that's been rumored for so long, it would have gotten done if it was going to
fly to Indianapolis to do that. He clearly was going to scout the Kentucky, Duke, Kansas, Michigan State tournament.
Right.
I don't know if it's so clear, George. I still think he was going to the Indy 500.
Right, in November. Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the one with the chains on the tires, Slee.
Yes, right.
There you go. Yeah. I'm in.
Slee, what do you got today? What should we be expecting during the pregame today?
Can we get Anthony Davis to have one of those, doesn't have to be 37-18 again, but carry the team, be the best player on the floor, and help the Lakers get to two wins in a row? I don't think Lakers are asking for too much against this Pistons team.
Yeah, especially coming off 4 days of rest, right?
Yes, sir.
There it is. Slee's going to have it for you at 6 o'clock. Make sure you stick around here for that. All right, Slee, have a great show, brother, and a great weekend.
Thanks, fellas. You too.
All right, take care. There he is. Slee is in the house. All right, coming up next, what you need to know. Plus, you and I are going to talk about the Raiders because there's chatter. That one quarterback, that quarterback we talk about all the time, could be on his way out this offseason. We'll get to that coming up. Stick around, 710 ESPN.